USA Radio News.
Now, how ridiculous. We're the only country in the world where a person comes in, has a baby, and the baby is essentially a citizen of the United States for 85 years with all of those benefits. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And it has to end.
President Trump, in an exclusive interview with the political website Axios, the president talking about signing an executive order to end birthright citizenship. Boston gangster Whitey Bulger died in federal custody nearly 5 years after being sentenced to spend the rest of his life in prison. Officials with the Federal Bureau of Prisons say he died Tuesday in West Virginia. He was 89 years old. Funerals are being held today in Pittsburgh for the first victims in the synagogue shooting that took place on Saturday. President Trump and the First Lady are en route to Pittsburgh to express support from the American people, and the Tree of Life rabbi said the president is certainly welcome there. You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
A Jewish leader says anti-Semitic crimes in America have been on the rise over the past several years. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Shari Shvi of the Anti-Defamation League says last weekend's deadly mass shooting at a synagogue in Pittsburgh is just the latest in a growing number of anti-Semitic incidents across the nation. Shvi says the ADL's figures indicate such incidents increased in America by 34% in 2016 and by another 57% last year, when the ADL says there were at least 2,000 anti-Semitic cases reported across the country, though they say many cases go unreported. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Food and Drug Administration is revamping its definition of healthy to reflect our changing understanding of nutrition science, and Apple unveiled its new lineup of Macs and iPads, including an upgraded MacBook Air, Mac Mini, and larger iPad. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
The Pentagon announced they are sending over 5,000 troops to the U.S.-Mexico border. The troops will be helping to build fencing, assist Border Patrol agents in hotspots, and provide support as the government braces for the migrant caravan heading towards the United States. President Trump joined Laura Ingraham on Fox News Monday and had a message for that migrant caravan.
When you look at that caravan and you look of largely very, you know, big percentage of men, young, strong, A lot of bad people in there, people that are in gangs. We don't want them in this country. If they want to come into the country, you have to apply like other people. We have millions of people coming in. They're applying. They're coming in legally. We have a very strong border. I called up the military. This caravan is not, they're wasting their time.
Ingraham then asked the president how this time sending troops to the border would help when under previous presidents it has not.
I'm sending up the military. This is the military. And they're standing there. And one thing that will happen,
no lethal force,
when they're captured, we don't let them out. What has been happening, and we're not as of pretty recently, we're not letting them out. What happens is they would catch and release. So they want to come over, but we're not even doing that. We're not letting them into this country.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1974 when a 32-year-old Muhammad Ali became the heavyweight champion of the world for the second time, knocking out 25-year-old champ George Foreman in what many dubbed as the Rumble in the Jungle. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.